This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Hey, hey, it's the Pretty Corrupt Podcast, your inside guide to celebrity scandals and the reality of reality TV. I'm Jordan Ross Myers, the man behind Twitter's notorious Don Gunvalson and Lee Radswell. Along with my co-hosts, Stacey Noel Connor and Nate Safer, welcome to the Bravo Breakdown. What's up? Welcome to PCP Bravo Breakdown. How are you?
Never been better.
Never been thinner in the face. I must say.
It's settling. It's starting to settle. Yeah. The bone structure is fine. I finally have cheekbones. It's great.
The surgery went well.
Yeah. I'll send you my guy. Finally. I got a good guy. It went well. Yeah, some few complications, but it's good. I'm good.
The best 200 pesos you ever spent on Groupon/Craigslist. It's paying off really well.
you think it was that expensive? I got a deal. I got a better deal than that.
Yeah. I had a fun sighting this week.
Go on.
You had a fun week. Let's just say you had a fun week, period. So
this is just should be a weekly segment. Who did Jordan see this week?
What fabulous adventure did Jordan have this week? What did he freaking do? Let's talk about Jordan's adventures.
Well, there's some I'm so low key. I don't really like to brag, or I don't really like to name drop. That's really not, or place drop, or brand drop. But I will say, we do have an in-person follow-up to that story we kind of broke the other week. Remember that whole thing about Rinna and Erica at the Beverly Hills Hotel getting in a little scuffle, and then we made the press with our comments on it. Well, guess who I saw again at the Beverly Hills Hotel this week?
Who?
Erica Jane.
What?
I saw Erica Jane. The Polo Lounge, lunch at the Polo Lounge. Mm-hmm. And I am sorry to say, first of all, I didn't really say hi because I don't know how much she knows about what went around and how much it links to us. But number two, though, is there isn't that much to report because she wasn't drunk. It was just like a regular lunch.
Otherwise,
I would have like snuck video or pictures. You know, I'm not great with following rules, but so I would have snapped. But no, it was just like two ships passing through the Polo Lounge. And
so you didn't see her taking her Ozempic?
Well, I was going to say, for Sheezles on Ozempic. I'm sorry. The way she looks in person.
Guys, she's on hormones. We discussed this already.
She has Ozempic face. Yeah. I mean, so that's just my non-medical, non-legal, but very expertly shallow opinion is you could see the Ozempic written all over her face. So.
That's sad to hear, because on TV she has such a timeless natural beauty. I'm sad to see her that she doesn't look like that in person.
She does look good on camera, and I have to say she didn't look bad. I just mean it was just very clear, the Ozempic, you know, without the ring lighting to soften.
Do you think it's all like lighting and makeup, or do you think maybe they use a little bit of, you know, tape to pull back maybe some of the, you know, the looseness from Ozempic? Because she cannot afford a lower facelift right now or a brow lift. Let's be honest. She could afford Ozempic, but she probably could not afford a lower facelift.
Yeah, I've got a guy. She'd go to my guy.
You know, now that I think about it, I am a little disappointed in myself because I was sitting there being like, oh, I kind of, you know, kept it low key. I should have told her what happened and what we're responsible for, and let her flip my table, throw a drink at my face, give me the full, that could have made TMZ. All those injuries to myself would have been like the highlight of my life. She could have shanked me with a...
She's not Teresa Giudice. Let's just say this. Like, she could get like quote unquote violent with you, but I don't think that she would get like that physically violent with you. Verbally violent with you? Absolutely. Would she send Mikey Minden after you? 100%. But no, like I don't think she wouldn't flip a table. Absolutely not. If she still had a black Amex, she would fling that at you like a Chinese star. You know what I mean? But she doesn't have that anymore.
I would love for her to snarl at me the way she snarled at Sutton at Kathy's dinner party. Pull that with Sutton. Don't pull that with Jordan. I get off on it. I'd be like so excited. This is the best day of my life. So that's it. So I did see her.
Don't count on collecting a settlement.
You wouldn't be able to stand up from the table. You'd be so excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyways.
Let's talk about more of Jordan's kinks now.
So, since I guess we started with it, might as well go Beverly Hills. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Finally. Mm-hmm.
Served up a lot this week. A lot of alcohol. A lot of questions about alcohol.
Like what?
Yeah. Who do we start with since alcohol has been flung over? I guess we should start with Kyle since her issue is not drinking, or their issue with her is her not drinking.
Which I just think is honestly complete bullshit. Like if I've ever seen, it's either honestly like high school fucking peer pressure rearing its ugly head in a bunch of middle-aged women. I was yelling at the TV. I was like, you women, you guys are 50 years old. Why are you trying to bully a woman for not drinking? Like, shut up. Or it's just for a storyline. Like, let's try to make something out of nothing for Kyle. Like, so we're not just only talking about her, you know, failing marriage. But I was just like, why do you guys care so much that she's not drinking and calling her not fun Kyle? Like, if anybody's like, not fun, it's Sutton. She's not fun when she is drinking. So, like, let's keep Sutton not drinking. Like, and I think I take offense to it as somebody who stopped drinking. And none of my friends, though, have ever been like, you're not fun anymore, Stacey. We don't like hanging out with you. That's never been a thing. Like, that's the thing. That's the thing when you're a teenager or in your 20s. But when you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, if your friends are saying that to you, I'm sorry, they're not your friends. They're either not your friends or it's for a storyline on a television show.
Well, that's where I was going to go with it. Remember, these people aren't exactly friends. They know each other in a job where they're supposed to play friends who set each other up for failure. So, I mean, I don't think it's I don't think they ever have fun, fun together. I think the fun is seeing her embarrass herself for them. So, if she's not drinking, she's not as vulnerable. And there's less drama and less embarrassment for her. Because they feed off each other.
Yes, I watched it, by the way. So I'm up to date. That's four. I watched all four episodes. Boom. Oh. Kyle, yeah, I know. I'm a new man. It's a change the leaf.
I don't know you anymore.
New face, new me. No, but like Kyle does, like, yeah, Stacey, you don't drink, I don't drink. But Kyle does the like look at me attention thing. Like if you're going out drinking, I don't know about you, but with me, I just order a Coke. I don't yell at the server, what kind of non-alcoholic beers do you have? Like drawing attention to yourself, like making a point of that you're not drinking. Like just low key don't drink. You don't have to be, you know, just every restaurant they went to, she was like, what non-alcoholic beers do you have? Like who does that?
Yeah. Or you just say, I'll have a non-alcoholic.
Yes.
Because
you
know they usually only have one.
Exactly. Like, and then she was so confused when the server was like, we have like, I don't remember what it was, Heineken Zero. And she several times she said that zero means no alcohol, right? Like she kept making a point of it.
That makes me think then maybe she does drink sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's lying about that. But I just go, girl. I mean, Heineken Zero is one of the most famous ones next to O'Doul's, which I don't think they even make anymore. Yeah.
My thing with her whole thing about not drinking anymore is she has to know what she's doing here. It's just so she was never a heavy drinker. She was never, even on the show, but she's never been like a drink. You know, she was that girl who took two shots of tequila and was whipping her hair doing the splits. So we never saw her like super fall down.
Well, I mean, so I feel like we've seen her really drunk twice, but she tends to be a fun drunk usually. But when they were in France and her and Teddy started going in on Erica and she was drunk and she actually was kind of a mean drunk. They were kind of a mean drunk to Erica about some stuff. Not that I think that they were actually wrong. It was just the way, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it was like their intuition was like telling them like, yo, she's hiding something. But the way they went about it and the way she was drunk, but she does tend to be like kind of like a happy drunk. But then last season at Garcelle's party when she went in on Sutton and she was super sloppy drunk when she was basically telling Sutton like, why are you talking about your miscarriage? I don't believe you had a miscarriage because you've never talked about it before. And everybody's like, what are you doing, Kyle? And that's like one of those, and
that
I can see
really
that
harsh.
It was really harsh. And that is kind of a light bulb moment, especially if you see that yourself going, oh shit, I don't think I like this drunk side of me. Or maybe I've reached this point where it's no longer I can have three drinks and be okay. It's like I can only have one drink and maybe I don't want to just have one drink. I want to have three drinks. So it's either three drinks or no drinks. You know what I mean?
Well, what I meant by like not, she hasn't been a wine mom, like some housewives,
right,
like Marisol or Brand. It's like, that's what I meant. Like, you know, the ones who are just constantly, there's a bass buzz anytime they film. Like,
yeah.
So, but she has to know what she's doing with this because who was the first known outed alcoholic, like in the Bravo sphere? And now we associate alcoholism and her family with her sister on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Kim.
That's right.
That was such a big storyline. And so for now, Kyle, who's been like a social drinker, to make such a statement of I'm not drinking, my sober journey, we're like, I'm like, what? Does she still do edibles? Well,
I don't know.
California
I don't
sober.
Know if she is.
I actually don't know. I'm throwing that out there. That didn't.
She hasn't talked.
Oh yeah, she had the TH. That's coming up.
Oh, that's right.
The weed
party's
coming
dinner.
Up.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Well, but there's always those people. There's always those people who like they quit social media and they make this whole big thing about like I'm leaving Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving Instagram. Da 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 da. I'm taking a break, and then 2 seconds later they're back on it, or they just keep talking about it all the time. And there are people who quit drinking or quit doing something, and you know that's all they talk about, or it becomes a thing that they regularly talk about. Am I kind of bashing them a little bit, but when I quit drinking, I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
Quit.
Same.
Yeah. I just was like, I know the only person who knew was my roommate and that was it.
I leave people guessing. I don't drink often, but when I do, it's enough to kill a village, people, elephants. Yeah.
A village of elephants, basically.
Village. Yeah. Mm-hmm. in the confessional when Kyle was talking about her not drinking. So it was, you know, she said, I'm fun no matter what. But she was doing it in the confessional, not saying it to anybody in particular. And it was like, who are you trying to convince, Kyle? Are you trying to convince yourself that you're fun no matter what? Because who's arguing against that? So she's just making it more of a point. Like she's just drawing attention to herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where I get confused is I'm like, obviously she know, like, it's not that she's saying she was an alcoholic because she wasn't, and she's not saying that, but she knows coming from, like, that was her sister's, that was Kim's storyline, and that was such a turning point in Housewives when that was at, it's such a part of the show and history. Now it's like she has to know. It's kind of making people think, was Kyle secretly, who knows? I just think she has to know what she's doing. It's for attention. It's, I don't know. She's, her new addiction is Morgan Wade, I guess. I don't know what, I don't know what to say. Her tattoos.
She just loves country music and tattoos. That's it. You know,
don't we all? Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
On the flip side of drinking, though, we have someone who I think could take a little lesson from Kyle. Our dear, dear, sweet Southern Belle of Bel Air, Sutton Strack.
Pouring that her. Stiff cocktail at I 1 have a p.m. Lot of-
love her, love her, love her. I would very much like to throw my hat in the ring to date her. I don't fit any of the qualifications she has for a man as described to the matchmaker. But she checks all the boxes for me, in that she's rich, controlling, and insane. Those are all great for me. They all work.
that is your type.
It is very much my type. She loves country music. In. Evidently, she has great nipples, we are led to believe. In. And if you ever need your own bottle of Ocean Spray grapefruit juice, boom, she's got them with her all the time. Love her.
You won't get scurvy when you're dating Sutton.
That should also be kind of the grapefruit juice.
Just
the grapefruit juice is kind of a tell, like you said, for the drinking, that she's just carrying mixers around with her at all times.
Yeah, because who drinks grapefruit juice?
Oh, and people were saying that grapefruit juice might already be spiked.
Exactly.
When she packs it in her purse.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Yeah, because
it's... Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, she, like, I guess we have to get into it with... This episode was a point where it wasn't... It changed, like, obviously, her freak out in Vegas over Magic Mike, and, her sit down with Kyle, name him.
That was funny.
Name him.
I'm gonna use that.
That scene is where it clicked for me. I was like, oh, she has drinking issues. Mm-hmm. I could see it in her. There's in her a certain eyes. Look. The eyes were puffy, squinty, and you could tell there was a hint of bloodshot being covered by eye drops. I have experience. I know the look very well.
This is my question, though, too, is that do you think that maybe there was also a prescription that was going along with that cocktail? Because...
Like Adderall?
No. Like an Ativan or something like that. You know how, like, the season before... Erica was blaming it on alcohol and Lexapro, like mixing those type of drugs together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like Sutton seemed, especially during that conversation, relatively calm and focused about what she was doing. Like she didn't kind of fly off that. She didn't get manic about it when she was like, name them. And the way that she kind of like responded a little slowly, it wasn't like the angry drunk type of thing, you know, where people are just like, ah, no, blah, blah, blah. She was like, what are you talking about? It was like, I expected her to have like a martini glass in her hand and it swirls around and kind of spills out on the sides, you know, like a villain, like Cruella de Vil, like going around like that. So, I mean, we are not accusing anybody of mixing pills and alcohol or anything. I'm just saying it was a different type of liquid courage that we were seeing.
There's no coming back from the name them. Like, how are you supposed to, like, Kyle lost that argument because what are you supposed to do? Name them. She named them though.
She named them though.
Kyle came off well.
I didn't mean to say she didn't. Yeah.
She was like, hear her.
Yeah. When she finally was able to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
It's also one thing that I do appreciate about Kyle though, is because I don't appreciate people who are like, if you don't agree with me all the time, we cannot be friends. I don't like that loyalty test of people. That's not who a real friend is. And that's what Sutton was trying to pull with Kyle. And Kyle's kind of never been that friend. She will look like she's turning on people when she's just really telling the truth, like even her sisters, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. That's the way I see it. Now, I don't have any sisters, so that could look different to sisters, but even to like her friends, when she's called out some friends before, and then they're like Lisa Vanderpump, perfect example. Lisa, I think you're wrong with this situation. Yeah. Da, da, da. But Lisa wanted ultimate loyalty and couldn't stand that Kyle was finally
Lisa was one you could not question, Vanderpump. Mm-hmm.
And I think she was like that. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, like once that was done with Kyle, like Kyle lost Lisa for standing up to her and saying, I'm not going to like pretend to kiss your ass and say that the sky is green just because you want to say it's green. No, I'm not going to do that anymore. Like she's an honest friend. I will say that. So she wasn't going to let Sutton, you know, manipulate her in that way.
Well, like with the Sutton thing, I want to say I make no moral judgments about housewives and their drinking issues. Like, I don't care. I've been seeing on social media people like almost like a housewife who drinks too much or has an issue the show's not safe for her, blah, blah, blah. Heavy drinking is part of the show. It has always been. I don't really care if they're alcoholics or not. But what it does is inform the way I see Sutton now. And when I saw her in that scene, I started looking back through the seasons and being like, oh, maybe she wasn't eccentric. She may have been drunk there. Or like, it explains a lot about her behavior. Mm-hmm. So.
Also, let's not get it
like,
twisted.
I just thought she was like the kooky Southerner.
Yeah. Well, America has an issue with alcohol. Like, in general, as a culture, like when we're questioning Kyle of why Kyle isn't fun because she's not drinking, and then we turn around and we say, oh, but maybe a person, it's the responsibility of a production company or a network to rein in somebody else's drinking. That's a hypocrisy right there. It's like, no, 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 no. Like, again, like, can't play smart and stupid at the same time. Like, either like, you're okay with like people being responsible with their drinking or not. I don't know. I don't think I'm making sense now.
I don't care if they're responsible or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't think housewives are role models. I don't really care if they're destructive or anything. So it's not like me being like, Sutton has a problem and we as fans need to help her. I'm just like, no, but playing an armchair Bravo psychologist, now I have a new spin on when I watch her and how to figure out where she's coming from. Cause I think she's been a little gin or vodka soaked longer than I realized. And in scenes, I never really thought about it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it makes sense that kind of like she seems fragile sometimes in a way.
Mm-hmm. And well, with any addict, they have to decide that they want to get help. They can't be forced by their family or production or fans or anybody else like to get help. And going back to like this coloring, how you see her, maybe this colors now about what we were talking about last week about her divorce. Maybe it wasn't somebody else in her divorce. Maybe that somebody else was her bottle.
Yeah.
What if it's that?
How dare you talk about my bride this way, by the way? This is rude.
Hey, we're just loyal friends to you who are going to tell you the truth.
I want to date her just so I can hang out with Avi, because that poor guy, man. I hope he gets paid well, because that's rough. That's rough.
I mean, his sweaters look expensive, so
when,
like,
she sent him scurrying away when she threatened to beat his ass over the white pants, and he just was running down the hall like a scared child. I feel terrible for him.
Oh my gosh, dude!
I think he I think he genuinely dislikes her, and I think has a reason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that wasn't just some cute that interaction. It was funny for the viewer, kind of. But I was like, I know the tension there, and I don't think she's as sweet and demure behind the cameras as she plays there, as she plays on TV.
Well, I'll let you guys know. You'll be the first to know when I find out. Okay.
Perfect.
I've been trying. I want to somehow get into a conversation or flip out and just yell, "I wore pants for fucking nothing," just over and over again. Just, I got to find a way to slip that into a conversation. I wore pants for fucking nothing. It's perfect.
It's when she turns you away at the front door in her cat sweater. And she's like, "Not tonight, sweetheart." And you're like, "I wore pants for fucking nothing." And you then throw a wad of ones at her and go, "What am I supposed to do with all of these?"
What did she do with the ones, by the way? Like, she walked in with a huge stack and stormed out? Like, what happened to them?
But also, you don't do that at Magic Mike.
I imagine she threw them in the trash.
Because, probably.
I don't think she carries ones in life.
She threw them at a slot machine. I was like, isn't this how it works? Just throw it at the slot machine.
she threw them at Eric and said, "Here, I bought out your stadium."
Ah!
Dollar tickets.
Oh, that's Nate's future second ex-wife.
Yeah, exactly. just that episode, but unrelated to Sutton and Kyle. I found Erica to be delightful, but I think it's probably her, like, the no arguing Lent thing where she was just so chill. I thought it was very funny. So I don't know how she is. Again, I'm four episodes into this fandom, so I have no idea how people are normally. But like when she was giving the earnest heart-to-heart, or not heart-to-heart, but talking to everybody about her money issues and how she's adapting and how she's better off now, but she's doing that entire thing while wearing a ridiculous cowboy hat with tassels, I could not stop cackling. Like, every time she'd say something, the tassels started shaking, and I'd be like, this is so ridiculous. She's trying so hard to be like...
rhinestone tassels.
Yeah, she's trying so hard to be serious and emotional, and you can't take anything she says. And then they show all the other women wearing ridiculous... Garcelle was the only one who's like, "I'm not wearing a hat." She's the only one at that table who's like, "I'm not wearing a hat."
I did like that conversation, though, where they were... It was where they asked the women, like, "Where's the limit? How much money is how much money is enough," or something like that? What was it? Oh, at what point do you have so much money, any extra stops making you happy, or like you've maxed out your satisfaction for money? I thought that was an interesting conversation, especially for this franchise, because it's known for the glitz, you know, for having the deepest pockets. And of course, they were all lying. I mean, I know, like, they were all lying. Like, I think it was Dorit who said, "You know, I do have friends who are billionaires, and I see what they go through, and I wouldn't trade places with them."
Like, and I was like,
"Yes, I would." Yeah, yeah.
With that tax bill you've got, yes, you would.
Yeah, I mean, it is a different set of issues, but I'm sorry. You don't dress around. You don't go around. And what was that? A couple episodes ago, the pretty woman scene. They were cosplaying as billionaires and like the $5 million ruby necklace. That was their fantasy. They all want that extra zero or extra two zeros, or some of them extra six zeros to make it there.
You know what I would like to ask all of those women is that if they were cast in a new version of the hit John Travolta Nicolas Cage movie Face Off, and they had to be put in Face Off with Larsa Pippen, would they choose Larsa Pippen's old face are Larsa Pippen's new face to be faced off with?
Good question.
Because those are two very different faces. I don't even think facial, like, if she had an iPhone that did facial recognition with that old face of hers from 10 years ago, and then she had one for today, those facial IDs wouldn't recognize each other.
Yeah. early original, I guess, OG Miami, like the 10-year, whatever, the Leah Black era, she was really pretty. She was, maybe she had a nose, a traditional Middle Eastern girl nose job. Standard stuff now.
Yeah.
Completely different human being.
I honestly don't know. I know what she looks like now. I have no idea what she looked like then. And I feel like I should look it up just to be shocked. But
You should look it up right now.
Okay.
Right now while we're talking about her. Because we're going to talk about her a little bit more, just real quick. Because, and most people have already talked about this, so I feel like, it'll just be super short. But I was so livid watching this. I heard about it already, and then I watched it. But when Larsa Pippen is at lunch with Gertie, and Gertie tells her that she has cancer, and the first words out of Larsa Pippen's mouth are, "Well, how am I supposed to know that?" And then her like third set of words are, "Well, how do you know that you have cancer? How do you know? And I was just like, are you fucking serious? But then it gets worse. I mean, that whole conversation, I don't know how Gertie did not get up, slap that woman in the face, and then walk off, to be honest with you. But then after Gertie tells her, please don't tell anybody, basically, literally 6 hours later, she tells a whole group of people. Then at this group of people, she basically tells them, because they're not going, oh my God, she has cancer, that she's, I don't know. It was like, she was like looking for some type of, like Larsa was looking for sympathy for Gertie going off on her because Gertie had cancer or something like that. I don't know. It was super weird. Mm-hmm. But at the end, she goes, well, and then I had to sit through that whole lunch with Gertie like yelling at me. And then she finally tells me at the end that she has cancer. And they're like, oh yeah, that's weird. You know, and I was like, well, no. That did not happen. I was like, and then second of all, you're trying to become the victim of Gertie telling you that she has cancer by saying, can you believe that she waited until the end of the lunch to tell me that she has cancer? Poor me. Fuck you, Larsa Pippen. Fuck you so hard. Fuck you and your fake ass. Like, honestly. Like, shut the fuck up. I can't even fucking believe. Like, any times I've tried to have, like, a little bit of, like, maybe sympathy. I mean, I think she maybe is. I like her probably the least of any housewife. Even less than Aviva Drescher. And maybe even less than Erica Jane. Like, honestly, I think Larsa Pippen is my most hated housewife. Like, finally it's just culminated now that I'm just like, I fucking hate her. Like, no, I'm done with
her.
The
way you're describing her, I think I might be in love.
I know. Oh, you sickos. It's Nate's future ex-third wife, but I don't know. You might be too old for her now because, you know, she's gold digging on Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah, she's marrying into a billionaire family. So, Jordan, what do you have to offer?
So she's going to be Larsa Jordan.
Yeah.
See, that's
which is hysterical on so many levels.
Maybe you could become Jordan. You could take her married last name.
Stacey,
I'll be her third husband.
I've just pulled up the before and after. That is two different women. You're not fooling
me. It is two different women.
That first picture, her before, is clearly Jamie Lynn Sigler from The Sopranos. And I don't know what she looks like now. But that is, those women are two different races. Those are two different ethnicities.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do with this.
And she claims that she did not have her boobs done. She didn't have she's only had like a nose job done and maybe her boobs. I think she only admits to like, and maybe some fillers, but it's like, no, honey, you've had your nose done.
She said her
several times.
Butt is from working out.
Yeah.
She said that her butt is from squats.
Yeah. And no, honey, that's not the body that she had beforehand when she was a squat. No. It is two completely different people.
No, yes, it is. Yeah, I do. You can tell me this is the same person. I do not believe you.
I know. When this whole season started up again, if I hadn't seen her once in between when she was still friends with the Kardashians, I saw that it was kind of like mid morphing, I was like, wait a minute, that's supposed to be Larsa Pippen. You could see like a hint of the old Larsa Pippen.
It works too.
But now there's like really, honestly, there's almost no hint of it. There's a little bit of her voice that you can just still hear, but none of it otherwise. Like, no. It's craziness.
Well, I look forward to us double dating, Jordan. Stacey, if you can find your... I mean, Mauricio is going to be single soon. Maybe PK. I mean, if you want to get in on a triple date here.
I don't think I could get down with the PK, but Mauricio, I could, Mauricio's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He and I are both stoners, so it's great.
You get Mauricio. I get the cast off Kardashian, and you get a Tennessee Williams character. I think Stacey wins here.
That's the dream.
I do. The real estate mogul stoner. So yes. Hey, and he's also over 6 feet tall, which, hey.
Fair. That's fair.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, he's not. He's like maybe 5'10".
No, don't ruin that fantasy for me. Now I have to look this up.
I thought he was taller than he is too. Part of it is he's married to Kyle, and Kyle's very, tiny. Very petite. Yeah. So he's a good height. He's not short.
I'm sorry, 5'10 is short for me. It's too short for me because that's my height.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's not like like a short king as they
You're call. Right. Oh my God. One of these ones says he's only 5'9". Oh fuck. No, I'm done. Oh, he's 5'9". No, I'm done. Well, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
All men are taller when they're standing on their money.
And when they're standing next to their like 5 foot wife. So
yeah.
Estranged wife. Yeah. No, he gives on TV, he gives a presence. I always thought he was like 6'1", 6'2". He's just like very average height.
I don't think I've seen him standing outside of standing next to Kyle, so I have no reference, but he does come across as being tall.
Yeah. Damn, I'm taller than that man.
Well, good luck.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure
He'll
it
just
out.
Have It'll to stand on his money.
I know what he's closer to.
Whatever's
fair.
Jordan seems lost. That went over his head. That's perfect. We'll leave that in.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. It's Thanksgiving. You know what would make us so thankful?
Super duper thankful.
So thankful. So we could, I don't know, maybe afford some Ozempic after all that feasting. If you guys could rate, subscribe, share, and review the Pretty Corrupt Podcast. That is right. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. All our personal accounts are there too, because we're all weird. I don't know. True. Individual brands. Yeah. Like the Larsas, Mauricios, and Suttons. But I don't know where it's going with that. However, most importantly, don't forget, we have 2 episodes now. You just finished PCP Bravo Breakdown. And of course, make sure to check out PCP Pop Culture as well. So, happy Thanksgiving!
Bye!
Gobble, gobble. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.